Thank you for tuning into Soldiers of the Light Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ podcast with your host, Pastor Joe. Each episode will include a conversation style recording where Joe will include a realistic theological perspective to having a close desire and growing closer in allegiance to Jesus Christ and how he contributes his understanding of the Christian life of the world we live in today. Please keep in mind that the audio quality may vary since these podcasts are recorded on multiple devices. The Life's Lessons in Christ episodes are brought to you by Soldiers of the Light Ministries Productions Incorporated. Don't forget to subscribe and thanks again for tuning in.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. It is another beautiful day that God has saw fit for us to live to see today. And today, we're gonna continue to finish this thing out. I don't know what God always has for me, but whatever the word is, I was just praying early, whatever God has for me to share, it is for me to share. Amen. God bless you. Today we're gonna talk about learning from the illness of a loved one. Learning from an illness of a loved one. And I'm going to be coming to you from two passages of scriptures, James chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. And then I believe John chapter 16, verse 33. Good morning, brother. God bless you. Good to see you, man. It's been a while. I pray that all is well, sir. God bless you. All right. Let's jump into this thing and see what God has for us. I'm going to read from the New King James Version. And it reads James chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. This is James talking. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Now may the Lord bless the reading of the word. Good morning, Brother Bob. God bless you. Good to see you as always. All right. You know, and then, you know, I like what Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 33. When he said this, he said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. As always, again, may the Lord bless the reading of the word. Now, my question to you this morning is this. Yeah, I like to talk about things. I want to talk about things that happens inside of us. The natural things, the things that we go through every day, pain, anxiety, stress. And yeah, there's going to be some good things too. But I want to be able to give you, if you're that type of person, if you're going through depression, anxiety, worry, fear, I always want to give you a level of escape. Brother Bob, tell Jose I said good morning too. All right, so let's jump into this thing. Why? Let me ask you this question this morning. Why do good people suffer? Why do good people that love God suffer? Even those that don't know God and they may be living a good life. Why do good people suffer? That's my question this morning. Now, understand this. This question has baffled the minds of many, many people for centuries. In fact, the problem of loving God and human illness was raised long ago in the book of Job. Think about that, right? Recently I met someone who struggled with the question when his wife was suffering greatly with many different illnesses, you know, and especially arthritis. And at times the husband resented the limitations caused by his wife, by his wife's illness and even her confinement. You know, I assume that she was in some place, right? Now, listen, there were moments, you know, I'm pretty sure there were moments when he even questioned God's ways. Now, sometimes, understand this, friends and family members were not only unsympathetic, but openly critical. Now listen, all of this speaks of the mystery that surrounds the suffering. We can, however, learn some valuable lessons from suffering. If you are going through some level of suffering in your life, we can learn from this. We can learn from this because there's always a way of escape. Now listen, watch this now, watch this now, watch this. We learn that trouble, sickness, and even grief comes to us all. It comes to us all. Now listen, sometimes we think subconsciously that if we do God's will, watch this now, we do God's will or tithe of our income and serve others, that nothing tragic will happen to us. But yet, remember what Jesus said? Jesus said, in the world, ye shall have tribulation, right? Now, there are some things all of us have to bear. Everybody has, as that figure of speech, everyone has a cross to bear. Now, listen, for both good and bad experiences come to us all, right? Now, watch this now. But they usually balance out in the long run. But if not, watch this now. Understand something. If not, I can say this. One day, God will reveal the reason, right? The reason, and yet he will reward the faithful. Now, we can learn the meaning of patience. I don't know how many times I said that. When I hear that word, patience, that's not me. I'm learning. Don't get me wrong. I'm learning, but there's some times where I just lose my patience, right? And I want to put myself on blast because I want you to understand that every one of us goes through some level or do something that will cause you and I to lose our patience. Watch this. The Bible says in Romans 5:3, right? It says, glory. Watch this now. Glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Patience is the power. Understand something. Patience is the power to hold out, right? Or to refuse to quit, to keep on keeping on. And then listen, it is the ability to go on when you feel like giving up, when you feel like throwing the towel in. Yeah, I said it. When you feel like throwing the towel in or waving the white flag. Now, we learn to be more compassionate towards the sick. Listen, there are many things learning from the illness of a loved one. Listen, watch this now. We learn to be more compassionate toward the sick. And toward the sick, not the six, the sick. Listen, many people think in this world, watch this now. Many people think of sickness as a sign of weakness. Yeah, there's some of us that think that when we see somebody who's sick or who's ill or who's frail, we get frustrated with them, you know, because we know the outcome, but they may not understand, right? And many people think of the sickness as a weakness. Now, I just said it. I'm gonna say it again. Many of us, sometimes it's hard to be sympathetic. Watch this now. It's hard to be sympathetic with people who are sick or who are ill. People with diseases that leave them bedridden, right? And in constant pain, often feel guilty. For sickness was a part of the curse, right? On human mankind since the fall of Adam and Eve. Paul called his thorn, right? Remember, I talked about this maybe a couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago. Paul called his thorn a messenger of Satan. Now, healing and good health are God's will for his people. Don't miss that. We serve a God who has the power to heal, deliver, and set free. Now, listen, trials can minister, right? Trials can minister to our spiritual growth. However, right? However, Christ went about healing the sick, right? And showing compassion, caring for those that are weaker than us, who are bedridden, we have to take on that Christ-like attitude. That Christ-like attitude. Even when it comes to a loved one, right? We know that our loved one was once strong, right? And now they're weak, right? And we might know the outcome, like, come on, you're better than this, or come on, you're faking your illness, or come on, you should be doing more. But understand, we're to have that Christ-like attitude of compassion. Of compassion, despite what it looks like, despite what you see. Ask God to give you the qualities to have a Christ-like attitude, a Christ-like strength, right? Stay with me. Now, we learn the reality of God's love, right? Love, understand something. Love has the power to heal. Love has the power to heal, right? But it may involve, understand something, it has the power to heal, but sometimes it may involve a long process of healing, right? Listen, fear, guilt, frustration, and depression does not come all at once. Watch this now, right? Neither does healing from grief all at once. Sometimes we may wonder, if God loves me, why did this happen? Some of us find ourselves, questioning that. If God loves me, why did it happen? We understand that when we lose a loved one, that we think they should live with us or be here for our eternity. You know, some of us will question. I've been there. Why did this happen, right? Why, if God loves me, why did this happen? Now, listen. If you have struggled, right? And I do mean really struggle in the depths of your soul. Watch this now. With this question of why, you're in good company. You're amongst the many others that still struggles with this. Watch this now. Right now, listen, for both Job and David, I'm going to give you scripture, Job chapter 3, verse 11, and Psalms 73, verses 3 to 14, go read them for yourself. Now, listen, they asked this question, even that, right? Why? Go ahead, go read it. Why? Right? Now, listen, even Jesus, oh man, this is good. Even when Jesus was on the cross, he asked, my God, remember? He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why? Right? Now, listen, let me give you an illustration. Early in the 1900s, a minister and his son had laid their wife and mother to rest in a distant place. They made the long ride back home in the funeral coach. They didn't have SUVs, they didn't have Cadillacs, or they didn't have Mercedes-Benz, a wagon coach. Now, they were tired and went their separate berths to retire. After a little while, the son came to his father crying and asked if he could sleep with him. He tried to go to sleep, but was still suffering an awful sense of loneliness. And in the darkness, he asked, Daddy, is your face turned towards me? Now, in the days of head, there were times when the minister said that there was not a star in the sky of his life. And he too would ask, Father, it is so dark. I cannot see you. Is your face turned towards me? Listen, If that's you, if you sometimes find yourself questioning God, and you might find yourself in a dark moment in your life and you're asking those questions, I guarantee you, He will give you the answers. He will provide a way. And sometimes it can happen like that, and sometimes it might take years. But eventually, He's going to reveal Himself to you. Our Heavenly Father, understand something. Our Heavenly Father never turns His face away from you and I as His children, as our Father. When He looks at you, He says, I'm right here, my child. I'm right here. So listen, if you find yourself in the midst of the baffling memory, right? The baffling memories of disease, pain, and even grief. We can be sure of this that I'm reminded of. We can be sure of God's unfailing love. His unfailing love for you and I. Hold on to that, my friends. Hold on. Don't give up. You can't see it right now, but the answer is right there. You're almost through that breakthrough. In those moments of grief and suffering and pain, you're almost there. Hold on and reach out to God's hand. Take His hand, my child, and watch His love just flow over you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank You right now. Lord, sometimes in the moments of grief and sorrow and pain, we can't understand the whys. But Father God, I pray, Lord God, that You would shower us with Your unfailing love. Give us patience, Lord, to endure. Give us patience to hold on. Give us patience to keep on keeping on. And Lord, when we find ourselves doubting, Lord, increase our faith. Increase our strength. Show us the way out. Show us the direction and what You need us to do. And Lord God, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, if we find ourselves doubting every single thing outlined in Your word. Increase our faith. Increase our faith. Lord, fill us with Your compassion. Fill us with Your love. Fill us with a peace that passes all understanding. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We need You, Father. We can't do this without You. We need You, Lord. Lord, bless the leaders of this nation on every side. Help us to obey the laws that are governed. Even though, Lord, we may not like it, or we may not understand it. Help us to lift our leaders up before You. Help us to lift them up in prayer. Help us not to talk bad about them. But Lord, help us to lift them up. Lord, I speak life into everybody's situation. I speak healing into their lives. I speak deliverance. I speak financial blessings, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing. Let us all have a good day in You. I pray a hedge of protection over my friends and my families and everyone who comes here to hear Your word. Bless them, Lord, and keep them safe. For it is in Jesus' name we pray. And we all say, amen, amen, and amen again. Listen, God bless you. And by the grace and mercies of God, I'll see you next time. Take care. God bless. Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode of Soldiers of Light's Ministries, Life's Lessons in Christ. Hey, do me a favor. Subscribe to the podcast, and I'm pretty sure once you subscribe, it goes as a blessing to the ministry, and it helps the ministry grow to where God can meet the needs of the people. Thanks again. God bless you, and I'll see you next time. Take care.